asset approach, very beautiful name, but it is not easy for me to understand it as a whole. I need to ask some follow-up questions. You said that no fine is imposed and you have a homepage, but how do we know the workplace personnel visited the homepage of the government? I'm concerned with the effectiveness of whistleblower acts. So I asked how many undertakings and other workplaces have introduced procedure for handling internal whistleblowing cases, and what percentage I asked the percentage. Following the question raised by Ms. Kran on the Fish Road case, focusing on journalists, I would focus again on the effectiveness of the new regime, new system anti-corruption measures, which is Whistleblower Act and Act on Conflict Interest. I'd like to know the effectiveness of these laws. The best way to know the effectiveness of law should be how these laws have prevented incidents in the past, which is described in your report, seven cases. So my question was that was how these new legal framework expect to be effective in preventing and addressing similar crimes in the future. One of the other questions I raised was regarding raising the capacity of Ombudsman Prosecutor General's office, and in your report no specific plans has been made, but I simply don't understand why, because you are aware of these, there should be some coordination with the present custom and others. Maybe I would be misunderstood something, but it would be caused by a multifaceted approach you mentioned. As for banking, my question would be the same. The reports provide very detailed explanations, which we appreciate. However, our focus is not on macroeconomic policy. In your report, you mentioned the roles, responsibilities, and duties of management boards. And so I would like to ask you provide information on the roles and the responses of others in terms of anti-corruption measures. As for the restriction of the former officials to private company, there seems to be no answer. So I would repeat. I would ask again these questions. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias a usted, señor Terraya, por esa observación. Seguidamente escucharemos al siguiente orador. Señor Carazo, por favor, tiene usted la palabra.
Muchas gracias. Quisiera referirme a aspectos del punto 9 de la lista de temas y particularmente